The following is a special presentation of WCLO Sports. Janesville Craig High School boys basketball is on the air. Our coverage begins with Cougar Preview, an in-depth look at our featured Cougars basketball matchup. Now, live from the gym, here's John Berry and Sean Maloney.
Big A basketball to wrap up the regular season here at Bob Suter Court at Janesville Craig as the Cougars get ready to take on the Cardinals of Sun Prairie East. Sean Maloney, John Berry here on the Blackhawk Technical College pregame show, now featuring Blackhawk Talents Athletics, offering six sports, including men's and women's basketball. Learn more at athletics.blackhawk.edu. Sean Maloney, John Berry, and Bear, it's been a while since we called the Janesville Craig game, but they've had a good couple of last weeks. They went on the road, a really tough loss, just 6 points to a really good Verona team earlier this week. Coach Hogue feels like they're playing some of their best basketball down the stretch here. Would you want to be? And, you know, I never want to say you want to look past somebody on the schedule, but they got a good opportunity to kind of get things right before the postseason against Sun Prairie.
No question about it. Build a little bit of momentum heading into that postseason tournament next week. And I think when you look at this Craig team, they lose to Verona by six, but, you know, it was a game where they're down by one with a minute left. Verona's at the line. They miss the front end of a bonus, but unfortunately Craig got called for a lane violation. Verona makes both free throws. Craig comes down and scores, gets within one, and then they're forced to foul. And unfortunately for them, Sun Prairie made their Verona made their free throws. But, yeah, build some momentum. They miss the game. Craig should win by 20. I mean, I don't think I'm going on a limb by saying that. I mean, we saw Sun Prairie East against Parker. All they want to do is come down and fire up threes. You know, Nolan Duffy, the biggest kid on the court, if they utilize him the right way and keep him down in the blocks, he should have about 30 points, Sean. But I think more than anything else, just, you know, like you said, Craig playing their best basketball at the right time of the year, and they could be a tough out in the playoffs. There's no question about that. So, again, come in here, honor your seniors, take care of business, and get ready for the postseason.
We're going to hear from Coach Jack Hogue in a little bit. He's going to touch on this a little bit. But how concerned are you with how the seeding works now? You know your opponent. You already know who you're playing next week. Sun Prairie is a team that's near the bottom of the Big 8 Conference. How worried are you at all that there might be a little bit of a slow start because maybe the Cougars are looking past Sun Prairie a little
bit? Well, again, you know, we saw it with the Badgers last night in Oregon that, you know,
at 10 p.m. start time.
At 10 p.m. start, I should have went to bed instead of staying up for that fiasco. But anyway, it's just, no, I think you're exactly right, Sean. It's, you know, I don't know in high school if you have the proverbial trap games like you would at the next two levels, but still, if you're Craig, set the tone early. And that's the whole thing. And again, you just look, you know, Nolan Duffy's got to be the guy that kind of takes control now, because Sun Prairie East, we had them against Parker. Javonte Johnson kind of did whatever he wanted, you know, down low with a bunch of boards and points. And, you know, Nolan Duffy's 3-4 inches taller than him. So I think if you're Craig, just come out, establish yourself, get things going, and, you know, try to get everybody in on the game. And more importantly, Sean, stay healthy. You know, the last thing you want is somebody turning an ankle or doing something so that you got to go into the postseason a man down.
Another big thing for the Cougars, Jamar Jenkins back into the starting lineup. He's been back with the team for a bit now. It's going to be at least my first time calling a game with him back in the lineup, and it comes very last game of the regular season. So he adds a whole lot to this team. We're going to talk to Craig head coach Jack Hogue coming up in a little bit. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
If you haven't been by campus in a while, maybe you don't know, but big things are happening at Blackhawk Technical College, and that's because Blackhawk is for everyone. With new investments into public safety, manufacturing, and bachelor's degree pathway programs, it's easy to see why Blackhawk is the community's choice for higher education. It's never too late to invest in yourself, and success is always easier when you have the right connections and support. Get started today at blackhawk.edu. Take flight with Blackhawk.
Tailgate indoors tonight on the biggest grill around at Prime Quarter Steakhouse. No bugs, no bad weather, and the grill is always sizzling and waiting for your juicy USDA choice steak or succulent seafood selection. Do your grilling and chilling or have it prepared your way. Then dive into Prime Quarter Salad Bar and sear some Texas toast. You can also become a part of the Prime Quarter team. They're hiring now for all positions. This baseball season, make Prime Quarter your tailgate destination. Prime Quarter Steakhouse on Humes Road across from Target, Janesville.
All right, Judy. Kaiser Janesville is our last stop in search of a new Buick.
Okay, Bill.
Judy, it's a miracle. There's like 70 to choose from.
It's amazing. One for you, one for me.
Wait, what?
If you are looking for a little, stop into Kaiser Janesville today for the biggest selection of 2026 Buick Enclaves and Envisions. Plus, get $5,300 off of MSRP today. Visit KaiserJanesville.com.
Dreaming of the perfect proposal? Countryside Jewelry in downtown Lake Mills is where your love story begins. Explore a dazzling array of engagement rings, each one ready for your choice of center stone, natural or lab-grown diamonds, all sparkling with possibility. Pick your favorite shape and size with financing to make it easy. For generations, couples have trusted Countryside Jewelry for unforgettable moments. Take the scenic route and find forever. Countryside Jewelry on Main Street in beautiful downtown Lake Mills.
All the news you can use on WCLO Janesville Beloit.
Blackhawk Technical College pregame show continues here on WCLO, just minutes away from tip-off between Janesville Craig and Sun Prairie East in some Big 8 boys basketball action, and being joined now by Craig head coach Jack Hogue. And Coach, going to, of course, get into tonight's matchup a little bit, but as always, when I talk to the coaches, I like to kind of recap the last few games, last couple of weeks. Got some wins in there, some tough losses to a tough loss to a really good Verona team on the road. How are you feeling about the way the guys are playing maybe the last couple of weeks here?
Well, yesterday we discussed in practice, you know, many times when you meet before practice, you talk about things that need to be corrected. And yesterday I told him, hey, look, all year long we've talked about coming out quick, dealing with adversity during the game, being competitive every possession. And I really felt against Verona, we accomplished all of those things. We were down 1 point with about a minute to play. They were at the foul line shooting a 1-1. Unfortunately, they called a lane violation against us that I'm not sure was the correct call. They then made two free throws. We came back and made a basket, but we couldn't overcome the, we had to foul them and made foul shots on the stretch. So I really feel like we've been coming as of lately. Mark Jenkins is back in the lineup, and I think we have a good shot to basically play with anybody.
Yeah, I think that especially to go on the road against 8th-ranked Verona, and you know, no such thing. You know, sometimes coaches are like, "Well, moral victories maybe come here and there," but to go on the road and play against that team, that caliber, I mean, what does that say about the team that they can go on the road and you know, not get the win, but play up to that level?
It says a lot of good things about them. You know, many times as the year goes on, you wonder, are they getting all the messages, just like you do with your own kids? And then you get something like the other night, and you're like, yeah, they have been. And basically, it's a player-led team. They decided this is what they want to do. And quite honestly, I thought it was an accomplishment. I don't really view it as moral victory or not. I view it as they went and played as well as they can do against a very top team, and we easily could have won the game.
And especially because you had about a week break there because of the postponement of that Verona game. It was originally supposed to be played last week, but it got moved. How did you kind of capitalize and use that extra week, especially kind of coming down the stretch here where we're almost at the postseason? Did you use it for some extra film study, a little more intense practice? Kind of a unique schedule quirk there.
Well, it is a quirk, but the other problem this time of year is when you practice, you know, you also risk injury. So we did a lot of shooting early in the week. And then as the week went on, we went back to try to improve our defense a little bit, get our running game going a little bit, and then work on our half-court offense and our spacing. And I think it was a really good week of practice.
Talking to Jack Hogue, Janesville Craig, head coach here on the Blackhawk Technical College pregame show as they're gearing up for tip-off against Sun Prairie East. Want to get to the Cardinals in a sec here, Coach, but you know, with the uniqueness now of knowing your first-round matchup ahead of time before the schedule even kind of wraps up, and Sun Prairie East, a team that has struggled in the Big 8. You won pretty handily last time when you went on the road and played them. How do you make sure the guys aren't maybe kind of looking ahead to Middleton already next week and are focused on the task at hand?
Believe me, that's a legitimate concern. Sun Prairie East shoots a lot of threes, and as with any team that shoots a lot of threes, if they're going in and you're not defending well, you're going to have your hands full. So, you know, we talked about being warned that this, and we just need to play to our standard. The other distraction is going to be senior night. That's always a distraction. So again, last night I basically confronted him with both of those things and said, you know, really, just because it's senior night, our standards remain the same, and we really want to get after it.
You mentioned the senior night, always a kind of special night, regardless of maybe where the program's at or the aspirations. You guys obviously think you can make some noise in the playoffs, but why don't you talk a little bit about this senior group, kind of what they've meant? You've been with them, obviously, for a few years. What does this group kind of mean to you?
Candidly, they're a great bunch of people. I actually started with them when they were eighth graders. We took them with Coach McCormick to some tournaments after the season ended, and the maturation and growth I've seen has been really remarkable. They have done everything we've asked. They are a very close group. They really like each other, and they've been very inclusive with all of our younger classmen because we're very young as a team. And so I have nothing but kind words for them.
Yeah, looking forward to maybe giving them a little showcasing later tonight in the broadcast. And Coach, now as we turn our attention to Sun Prairie East, you mentioned they're a team that shoots a lot of threes. I called their game against Parker last week, and I knew they shot a lot of threes, and I was still kind of astounded by the amount that went up when I was doing the broadcast. Certainly kept me on my toes. But you talked about, you know, the three-pointers. What else is going to be a key for you tonight if you want to make sure you kind of don't look ahead to Middleton and you end the season on a high note with a victory?
Well, their offense is predicated upon getting to the paint on the drive and then kicking out. We have to do a great job of individual defense and not allow them to get to the paint, make them go wide of the paint, and then thereby not having to leave the people to help out, the people on the perimeter. Hopefully that would make their threes a lot more contested, and that's the goal.
Anything else as far as what you guys want to do offensively to kind of make sure, what are the keys for you offensively against them defensively then?
They're like they were against Parker. We talk about ball movement, player movement, and not having the ball stick. When we play and the ball doesn't stick, we're a very difficult team to guard offensively because we have the ability to score inside with no one and the ability to score outside with everybody, including no one. And so that just makes for a very potent offense. But mainly, if the ball doesn't stick, we're getting them in closeouts, and then we are better able to attack.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I always appreciate you carving out some time pregame to chat with us. Thanks a bunch, and good luck this evening.
Thank you, and thank you for supporting high school sports.
Absolutely. That's Janesville Craig head coach Jack Hogue. We're just minutes away from tip-off between the Cougars and the Sun Prairie East Cardinals. More of the Blackhawk Technical College pregame shows coming up. We'll have those Attorney Duffy Dillon starting lineups all next. You're listening to High School Hoops on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Nobody knows windows like Wanakee Remodeling. Windows from Wanakee Remodeling are durable, beautiful, custom-crafted, made-to-order, and professionally installed. Energy-efficient windows from Wanakee Remodeling also offer the elegance, strength, and stability of wood with the low-maintenance features of vinyl. This month, save 20% on your windows or doors, plus $150 off your entire project. Visit WanakeeRemodeling.com for more details.
It's now time for Medical Minute, brought to you by Beloit Health System.
We're with Dr. Dean, emergency medicine physician at Beloit Health System. Dr. Dean, what makes a full-service emergency room different from other urgent care or standalone facilities?
A full-service emergency room has access to a full range of specialists and the equipment they need to provide care in the event of emergency. So we have operating rooms that are just an elevator right away, a cardiac catheterization lab, we have labor and delivery facilities. Everything you need to handle an emergency is right there in our facility. You don't need to transfer them to an ambulance, drive them down the road to another hospital. All of that just takes time. So it's all right there. And we know how the systems work. We all work together. We do it every day. And those are the major benefits of having a full service hospital and emergency department working together.
Beloit Health System. Committed to our community, dedicated to your health.
One day, I'm going to buy that red car.
Hey, what if today wasn't just one day, but day one? Day one of driving the car you've been picturing, new, used, or your next upgrade. At Blackhawk Community Credit Union, great auto loan rates can turn dreaming into driving. So stop saying one day and start the engine today. Turn one day into day one with an auto loan from Blackhawk Community Credit Union. Day one starts now. Member NCUA.
Some equipment shows up and never quite gets the hint. It's not broken. It's not unwanted. It just stayed. That's the first in, last out inventory at Johnson Tractor. new equipment that hung around longer than planned and is now ready to go. No hype, no games, no pricing gimmicks. Just solid iron at lower prices that's tired of making eye contact. See what's available at JohnsonTractor.com. Click Philo Bargains.
Dennis, your burger has its own fan club. I swear people cheer louder for the Charlie Burger than for the green and gold.
Well, the Charlie Burger actually shows up every Sunday.
Fair point. And folks can watch the games at Charlie's Place while sinking their teeth into that burger legend, right?
Exactly. Football on the screens, cold drinks, and the Charlie Burger. Half pound loaded up and ready to tackle hunger.
Sounds like a winning game plan, Dennis.
Charlie's Place, where the burger's big, the games are on, and the good times keep coming.
When you need to know,
glad to hear it.
WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
We are all set for Big A basketball here on WCLO as Janesville Craig plays host to Sun Prairie East in some boys basketball action. Now, time for the attorney Duffy Dillon starting lineups from Dillon Groovy Attorneys at Law. When you've been injured and have had enough, get tough. Call Duff, 608-373-5560. Take a look at the starters for the visiting Sun Prairie East Cardinals. Number two, a junior, Camden Glusick. Number three, a senior, Luke Wagner. Number five, Carson Selmer, a junior. Number 10, Van Vogler, a senior, and rounding out the starters, a junior. Number 12, Jackson Pegisi, the East Cardinals, led by head coach Steve Maselter. Now take a look at the starters for your Janesville Craig Cougars. Starting at guard, a 5'9 senior. Number two, Madden Seiler. Starting at guard, a 5'6 junior. Number three, Keandre Thornton. Starting at guard, a 6-foot senior, number 10, Jamar Jenkins Jr. Starting at forward, a 6-1 senior, number 11, Nathan Bascom. Starting at forward, a 6-7 senior, number 32, Nolan Duffy. The Cougars, led by head coach Jack Hogue. Final game of the regular season, the long marathon almost over. Postseason right around the corner. One more hurdle to get over, and it's Sun Prairie East, a team at the bottom or near the bottom of the Big 8 Conference. Janesville Craig kind of right there in the middle of the conference when it comes to the standings. So, as we've touched on, Janesville Craig should be able to handle business tonight, but got to avoid those slow starts, not let the hangover of Tuesday's tough road loss kind of come back to bite you as they honor some of the seniors a little bit here before the starting
lineup. Letting them start, Sean. Let the four seniors start.
Looking at the conference standings, of course, Madison Memorial at the top of the Big 8 Conference with a 16-1 record, 22-1 overall on the season. Middleton 15-2 in conference play. Verona 14-3 in conference play. Janesville Craig had that game within their grasp on Tuesday evening. Unfortunately, came up short. Janesville Craig 7-10 in conference play, 11-2 overall. Sun Prairie East 3-14 in conference play, 3-20 overall. We'll be back with tip-off after this. Wrapping up the Blackhawk Technical College pregame show. You're listening to High School Hoops, 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
At Carpets Plus, we have the perfect flooring for your home. Whether it's carpet, luxury vinyl, plank, tile, or laminate, we have the latest styles and durable options to fit your lifestyle. Wider planks, warm tones, and waterproof flooring are top trends, and we have them all in stock. For a limited time, get 0% financing on purchases of $10,000 or more. Stop in today, select your perfect floor. Carpets Plus of Janesville on the northernmost point of Pontiac Drive.
When you need to know.
All right, hold on.
WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Moments away from tip-off here at Bob Suter Court at Janesville Craig High School. Sean Maloney, John Berry as the Cougars wrap up the regular season against Sun Prairie East. East road uniforms, red jerseys, red shorts, black stripe down the side, white numbers. And for Janesville Craig, home unis, white jerseys, white shorts, blue numbers. Duffy, Pegisi, up for the tip. And we are underway. Sun Prairie East comes away with the tip. Duffy won it, but right into the hands of a Cardinal. So East going to get the ball first. And as we mentioned, they like to shoot a ton of threes. And If they're going in, watch out. If they aren't, could be a long night for the Cardinals. And just when I say that, a drive in, Van Vogler for two.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's going to shoot more threes? Wisconsin's 45 last night or Sun Prairie East tonight? Then they come out and make a three to start the, or make a two to start the game.
Attack the paint right away. 2-0 early lead for the Cardinals. 17 and a half to play. Kick into the corner. Seiler's three is up and good.
The senior gets a three. That's what it's all about right there, Sean.
Good start for the Cougars. Absolutely. Seiler in the starting lineup. Drive, good cutoff, good defense there from the Cardinals. I mentioned Duffy's the biggest guy on the floor by a mile, 6'7". They're going to bring him out to the perimeter with the way they play. We saw some Paris about a week ago. Layup's up, no good, but an offensive rebound by Vogler. Kicked into the corner, three's on the way, too strong, no good. Jenkins with the rebound. Quickly up comes Thornton, gets to Daskam in the corner. Finds Duffy. Duffy surveys. Backs down. Certainly has the size advantage, but you can see the double coming. He's going to back it out to the top of the key.
I'd like to see him start him a little bit lower on the block and then get him the ball. They can double him up that high.
Daskam drives, reverse layups up and good. Nathan Daskam with the reverse baseline drive. 5-2 lead for Craig. Camden Glusick's the guy that Craig has to watch out for. He single-handedly kind of kept Easton that Parker game when we called it about a week ago, and he's got the green light from just about anywhere. Layup drive, no good. Duffy with the rebound. They're bringing up the full length of the court. Drives left side. Kicks to Daskam on the wing. Now to Jenkins. Top of the key drives. Dumps off Duffy. Layup's up and no good, but he's fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line for two.
Yep, Jenkins with a nice shot fake there to get the ball to Duffy, and Duffy just right there, couldn't quite finish, but a good start for the Cougars.
You'd have to think that that's going to be there all night long with the size advantage for Duffy. First free throw, no good. Rattles off the left rim. Trying to split the pair here. Second one's up and good. So he does, and it's a 6-2 lead for Craig. The final game of the regular season here, senior night. Glusick has it top of the key, now swings it around right side. Not a lot going for East right now. Craig's doing a good job of keeping him away from the perimeter. Until then, sagged off. Vogler takes the three, no good. Duffy cracks down the rebound. Another one. Duffy drives baseline. Layup's up, no good. Rebound brought in by East.
Yeah, a little bit of a force there by Duffy.
Deep three. Grusik's going to be up. Short, no good. Offensive rebound. Put back up. That's no good. Daskam comes down with the rebound for Craig. Gets it up to Thornton. Shot fake. Layup's up and good. DeAndre Thornton.
Boy, he's landing the Giants there, too.
Really, 5'6", but he is not afraid to go at the rim. Good defense by Thornton in the corner. Out top of the key, Selmer.
Craig's sitting back now in a 1-2-2 zone, so they know that Sun Prairie's going to be shooting a lot of threes.
Lusick drives right, good cutoff by Daskam. Now Vogler drives on Duffy, and he traveled. Good defense there by Duffy.
Yep, held his ground.
Did fall for the shot fake. Turnover there for East. 14:25 to go, first half, 8-2 lead for Craig. Duffy has it top of the key. Now gets it back in the corner. He's going to take the three, a little too strong, no good. Thornton tried to go for the rebound, couldn't get it. Lusick comes down with the rebound, and back the other way comes East. Kicked into the corner, Vogler trying to drive the baseline, gets cut off. Swings top of the key, Selmer. Jenkins a little too aggressive there.
Jenkins on a reach.
Jenkins, one of those seniors. He'll be heading to UW-Whitewater next year. Playing football. Sub coming in for the Cougars. Drew DeGroff checks in for Jenkins. First team foul for the Cougars. Top of the key, Vogler drives left into the paint. Layup's up and good. He's got all 4 points for East. Thornton gets it across half court. Patient and methodical. Craig offense right now. Duffy kicks into the corner. Good ball movement here. DeGroff. Baseline drive. Kicks to Thornton opposite wing. Shot fake drive. Now back into the corner. DeGroff gets it. Three's up. No good. Rebound brought in by Higisi for East. Quickly up the right side. Vogler has it. Cougars have gotten some good looks. They haven't gotten a drop so far. Elite 8-4. Vogler drives. Foul is going to be called on Daskam. Bit of a platoon swap coming in here for the Cougars. Malachi Schoonover will check in, as will Griffin Roth. Davon Davis.
I don't think I've ever seen a team wear headbands. The whole team wear headbands. But
they must have coordinated something.
That's the case with the Cougars tonight, as Bob's sitting on the bench just probably shaking his head going, oh, my goodness. I can't believe we're doing this.
I saw a few headbands in the crowd in the student section. The Cougar mascots wearing a headband. So,
yep. And there might be a cause behind it. We don't know.
Yeah. Everybody must have got the memo. 8-6. A little 4-0 spurt here from the Cardinals. Schoonover has it right wing. Drives, kicks opposite corner to Groff. Now Davis kicks into the corner. Roth. Now finds Duffy underneath. Layup's up. Good. Great ball movement by the Cougars.
And that's going to be there every time, Sean. It's just a matter of Duffy getting his body on somebody. If they isolate him one-on-one, that's going to be there every trip down the court.
East has it. Top of the key. Swings it around left side. Glusick in the corner. Glusick drives. Kicks to Vogler. Right wing three's on the way and good. Van Vogler's got 7 of the 9 points for East, and it's a 1-point lead for the Cougars. Drive to Groff, layup's up, no good. Vogler brings down the rebound. Gets to Glusick, now top of the key. Wagner finds Glusick. Higisi has it, drives, kicks to Vogler. He's feeling it. Three's up, three's good. Van Vogler with 10 points.
Might want to guard him, Sean. Might somebody else beat you at this point.
12-10.
He's hot.
East leads.
And again, that's quick start for the Cougars. Goes astray.
Duffy has it. Mid-range. Going to take the jumper. That's going to be no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Pekisi. It feels right now, other than a couple of chances, Barry, that the Cougars are kind of settling a little bit.
Yeah, they are. Yep. A little bit too much one-on-one right now.
Higisi top of the key three. No good. Duffy brings down the rebound. Quickly gets it up court to Roth. He drives baseline. Spins left. Finds Davis. Davis up amongst the trees. Layup's up. No good. Glusick with the rebound.
Yeah, another fourth shot there.
Glusick kicks. Right side, Higisi. Gets cut off. Now top of the key, Wagner. His three's down and out, no good. Rebound's going to be brought in by Schoonover.
And again, without Thornton on the court, you know, just get Duffy down low on the blocks and set something up.
Another three.
You're just settling for the first shot that's there, and it hasn't been effective yet.
Another three there from DeGroff is no good. Glusick's going to take a left wing three. That's no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Wagner. Top of the key, Vogler. He's been feeling it, and that one's no good. Surprised to see him miss the way he started this game. Another rebound for Duffy. He's up to 4. Davis, not Roth, top of the key. Shot fake, drive, kicks into the corner. Now Schoonover.
In the guard guarding Duffy right now is probably 5'10".
Three's up, no good. Vogler with another rebound. You're right. Huge size advantage for the Cougars. They are not taking advantage of it. That's going to be a turnover there. Double dribble by East. Jamar Jenkins is going to check back in, as will Thornton. Duffy's going to check out. Davis will also check out for the Cougars. 10 minutes to play first half. 12-10 lead for East. Cougars trying not to spoil senior night and ruin the momentum as they head into the postseason. Jenkins drives, kicks into the corner, three's on the way, good. Schoonover with the three. They needed that one.
They did. They'd been in a little bit of a drought.
Gives the Cougars the lead back, 13-12.
2.5-minute drought for the Cougars.
Drive, shots up, good. The lead right back to East. Vogler again. He's got 12 points.
Yeah, he's been the difference right now.
9 minutes still to go, and he brings down a rebound. In transition, kicks it into the corner. Kicked opposite corner, three's on the way. Short, no good. Rebound brought in by Craig. DeGroff brings it in, kicks it up. Back-to-back threes, no good. Back the other way comes East. Vogler thought about the three and said kicks top of the key. Foot was on the line. It's a two. Evan Sorgstead on the two. That's a 16-13 lead for East. 8:30 to play first half. Roth has it in the corner. Gets it back. Puts up a three. It's no good.
Yeah, Craig, everything is one and done, Sean. There's just nobody there to collect any kind of offensive rebound for him. And pretty much the same MO that we saw from Sun Prairie East against Parker last week. And that was, you know, a pretty decent first half. And then fortunately the Vikings ran him out of the gym the second half, but
Vogler drive, shot blocked. Rebound by Thornton. Quickly up to Jenkins. In transition, and it's going to be tipped off Sun Prairie East. Going to snake Craig basketball. Daskam going to check back in, so a little bit of size to maybe help with the rebounding. Duffy's also going to check right back in, and we got a 30-second timeout by East. 8:04 to play first half. Sun Prairie East leads 16-13 over Janesville Craig. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Hoops, 1230 a.m., 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
I don't know about you, but I have spring fever. Hi, this is Jordan at K&W Greenery. I'm not complaining about the weather, but it's so hard when I can't do anything outside yet. Good thing you can come into K&W Greenery and take care of that spring fever. Come plant your garden, grab some seeds, take a deep breath in the greenhouse, and relax. Spring is definitely coming, but until it's here, come hang out with your fellow spring fever friends at K&W, Highway 14, Janesville.
Southern Wisconsin's news leader, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Out of the timeout, 16-13 lead for Sun Prairie East. For Janesville Craig, 8:04 to go in the first half. Could be Craig basketball under their own basket. Duffy to inbound on the baseline. Got to get it in. Finally does to Roth, who almost loses it in the backcourt. And he did go over, so it's a turnover by Craig. Just nothing looks easy right now.
Well, and right there, you know, you got to pick for somebody and set a screen, and everybody just kind of stood around and waited for somebody to get open, and Duffy had to throw it almost to half court, and Roth couldn't corral it and stepped over, and another turnover for the Cougars.
Drive kick, Vogler in the corner. He's been the hot hand for East. He's got 12 points. Top of the key, Kavanaugh's three's up and good. It's a six-point lead for East. Duffy has it in the corner, drives baseline. Opposite corner, skip pass to Roth. Thornton has it, drives. Shots up, no good. Good look, but couldn't get it to drop. But Roth comes down with the offensive rebound and puts it up and in. 19-15 lead for East. 7 minutes to play, first half. Kavanaugh has it right corner. Shot fake, drives, kicks opposite corner. Vogler, top of the key on the ball movement. Three's up, three's good. My goodness. Dan Vogler's having an out-of-body experience in the
Steph
first
Curry
half.
In the first half.
15 points.
You think guys know that, Sean? You think he's sitting there going, I got 15 right now. Did you ever?
I never counted.
I didn't score enough to have to worry about
I also had that problem as well.
But still, I mean, that's 15 points, and we got 7 minutes left in the first half. I mean, that's impressive.
He's well on his way to a heck of a first half. Roth's three's up, no good. Vogler with the rebound. That's his fourth rebound. So along with the 15 points, he's got four rebounds. He's been everywhere for East as they lead by seven. 22-15. Good defense by Duffy.
And again, at some point, if teams are knocking down three, Sean, you've got to extend that zone. You just don't have a choice. You can't let them sit out there if they're going to bang him home left and right.
Foul's going to be called. Not in the act of shooting, though, so it's going to be on the floor. So East will inbound on the baseline. It's going to be Daskov second. DeGroff's going to check in, as will Schoonover. In for Roth and Daskov. Jack Hogue wants to talk things over. 30-second timeout. His team trails by seven with 6:15 to go in the half. Back at 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball, 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Congratulations to the Premier Oral Surgery Spotlight student, Milton basketball player Colin Branch. Colin poured in 35 points to push the Redhawks past Watertown in a recent one-point road victory in the Badger Large Conference. Congrats again to Colin Branch from the entire team at Premier Oral Surgery, with locations in Janesville and Monroe. Search the web for Premier Oral Surgery Scholarship to learn how you can apply for their $1,000 student scholarship.
All the news you can use on WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
East basketball out of the timeout. 22-15 lead for Sun Prairie over Janesville Craig. 6:15 to go in the half. Sean Maloney, John Barry here at Bob Suter Court at Janesville Craig High School. Baseline drive for Pegisi. Good defense by Jenkins. Finds Glusick, top of the key. He spins right. Kicks right wing. Left drive. Hook shots up. No good. Duffy comes down with a rebound. Schoonover has it in transition. Skips to Jenkins, and then he's out of bounds.
Yeah, just everybody congregating in the same spot, Sean. And
just not clean basketball.
Malachi not sure which one to throw it to, and unfortunately he threw it in between them.
Kicked into the corner. Three's on the way. It's up and it's good. LJ Benedict. And it's a 10-point lead for Sun Prairie East. 25-15.
Benedict, only a sophomore, turned around and kind of gave the three sign to the Craig crowd. So a little bit of in your face there. I didn't see this coming, Sean.
I can tell
you that right now.
Duffy, top of the key, three. Short, no good. Jenkins comes down with the offensive rebound. Drives, kicks, top of the key to Groff. He drives in, layups up, and good. Feels almost to me, Bear, like Craig hasn't really woke up yet.
No, it's like they're just not engaged, it doesn't seem like.
It's 5 minutes to go in the half here. They trail by eight to the second worst team in the Big Eight. Glusick has it in the corner. He puts up the three. It's short, no good. Body's on the floor fighting for the rebound. We're going to have a jump ball. That'll favor Craig. Culver's the Janesville halftime show coming up. You look at Sun Prairie East there, 3-14 in conference play, 3-20 on the year.
Well, and again, you know, we saw it against Parker. They lived and died by the three. The first half, it worked for them. The second half, you know, Parker was all Parker. They just couldn't find anything. And if that's not going down, they have literally no inside game, Sean, so they have nothing else to do. They don't have anything to fall back on.
It's worked for him here in the first half. Duffy has on the left block, drives baseline, layups up and good. They need to go to that more often.
Every time, Sean. Not more often, every time.
He'll have that all night. He's far away, got the size advantage. Top of the key, Vogler, three's on the way and good. My goodness. Van Vogler with 18 points in the first half. We still have 4 minutes to play. East leads by nine. Foul's going to be called on
foul
the drive.
On the ground, but only the second one of the half for the Cardinals, so only five team fouls combined, so letting them play, and I'm okay with that, Sean.
18 points, four threes for Van Vogler in the first half. Duffy's going to inbound along his own baseline. Gets it to DeGroff, top of the key, swings it around Thornton. Now to Duffy. Kicks to Jenkins, top of the key. Shot fake drive, little midi floaters, too strong, no good. Offensive rebound, though. Puts it up, that's no good. Still fighting for his own rebound and commits the foul.
That's going to go the other way on Jenkins. Yeah, just a couple of bunnies there. He couldn't convert.
Just 19 points here in the first half so far, just under four to play. Right, Jenkins second.
Right now it's what? Craig 19, Vogler 18, is that right?
That's right. So he's almost outscored the Cougars on his own here in the first half. Davis checks in for Jenkins with those two fouls. So we might not be seeing Jenkins or Danska for the rest of the half.
Right.
Lusick drives, kicks baseline. Opposite side, three's up, no good. Gusick offensive rebound, top of the key, Kavanaugh. Thought about the three,
Euro.
Instead drives, and then he commits a foul after
and
the
a
rebound.
Silly foul after a giant Euro step there.
Schoonover came down with the rebound, and East commits the foul. Curry's got to find a little bit of a spark here, final 331.
And again, I would just keep hammering inside every time. Duffy's got to touch the ball on the low block every time, Sean.
Right now they got Vogler on him, and Duffy's got about 4 inches and 60 pounds on him. Skip pass opposite corner. DeGroff picks up his dribble, finds Schoonover. Now Davis on the right wing. Back to Duffy. They show double. Got three guys in the vicinity of him, but he just throws that one away. He was looking in the direction of Davis. But double and triple teams are coming Duffy's way, and Griffin Roth's going to check
well,
in.
Well, and, you know, as undersized as Sun Prairie East is, because they really are, they're playing hard defensively. They're making it tough for Craig. And Craig a little bit stagnant right now. Too many guys standing around, not moving.
28-19 lead for East, 2:50 to play in the half. Drive, kick, Vogler, top of the key, shot fake, drive. Now kicks top of the key. Into the corner, East threes up, too strong, no good. Thornton tips it out, rebound to Davis. Into Roth in the corner, baseline drive. Jump stop, shots up, no good. Another bunny, they could not get to go. It's out of bounds, last touch by Craig. They just can't find the bottom of the net right now, even when they get a good look. 28-19 lead for Sun Prairie East, 2:30 to play in the half.
Well, and what's working right now for Coach Malciter of Sun Prairie East is that he's basically telling his guys, you got other than Vogler, give me 2 or 3 minutes, go as hard as you can. I'll get you out of there. We'll get a fresh 2 or 3 guys in there, and it's worked perfectly for him.
They've been really active defensively. Lusick drives, jump stop, layups up, no good. Duffy with the rebound. Quickly up to Thornton. Thornton in transition. Kicks right side to Groff. He drives in. Layups up. No good. Rebound by Vogler. Craig just can't find anything going.
Can't.
Baseline drive by East. Vogler has it on the wing. Threes up. Shocked to see that one not go
Didn't
in.
Go in, finally. But again, this was an 8-2 Craig lead with 15 minutes left in the half, and they've scored all of 11 points since then. And, you know, Sun Prairie just doing, keeping the Cougars to just one shot, Sean, and then offensively, that ball movement and the fact that they've been able to knock down some threes now, that's the difference in the game.
Duffy has it. Left elbow. Opposite side, Davis. His three's on the way. Good. Cougars needed that one. See if they can go on a little bit of a run here. Trailing by 6. Minute 20 to play here in the half. Lusick, nice hezzy move. Drives, layups up and good. That was a nice move from Camden Lusick. He's got 4 points. Back to an 8-point lead. Davis drives, kicks Duffy. Corner 3, too strong, no good. It's going to be out of bounds. Thrown off of...
Nice play there.
Yeah, it's a heads-up play thrown off of a Craig defender. It's going to be East basketball.
Yeah, Kellen Russell just realized, and again, another freshman for Sun Prairie. We've seen 3 freshmen get in the action tonight for Sun Prairie, including the big 3 from... Well, 3's from Kavanaugh and Benedict, so it's, you know, they're not afraid to play the young kids, which bodes well for the future.
1 minute to play in the half. 8-point lead for Sun Prairie East. In a half, a lot of folks in this gym did not expect.
No, including the two guys bringing you the game.
Vogler drives left. On to Groff. Kicks top of the key. Glusick just hit a layup. 3's no good. Offensive rebound, though. That's no good. Duffy comes down with a rebound. Him and Vogler fighting for it. We're going to have a jump ball. It favors East with 39 seconds to play in the half.
Well, you know what, Sean? I got an 8-point lead with 40 seconds left in the half. I'm going to kind of slow things down here and maybe just go for one shot.
You're
East. I don't think that's their style.
Vogler has it on the block. Right-handed hook shots just up and in. That's a 20-point first half for Van Vogler.
Yeah, he's
And it's a 10-point lead for East.
And he's got the job of having to guard Duffy on the other end. But Duffy really drives good baseline, job of helping out there.
Layup's up and good. Seems like that's just there every single time. And they just knock onto it.
Three times Duffy's got the ball deep in the post. And all three times he's scored.
Pegisi comes back and answers with a three, though. And it's an 11-point lead under 10 to play. Thornton drives. Kicks to Davis. Step back three's on the way. Short, no good. Vogler with the offensive rebound, and he trampled. So there's going to be how much time they put on the clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is halftime.
Oh, no, they're going to say that's the end of the half. Bit of a surprise here.
Big time surprise,
at Janesville Craig, Sun Prairie East. 3-20 on the season. Leads Janesville Craig 35-24. We'll be back with the Culver's at Janesville Halftime Show after this. You're listening to High School Hoops on 1230 AM. 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Hy-Vee in Janesville is proud to announce the Hy-Vee High School Team of the Month, the Beloit Memorial Boys Basketball Team, led by Coach Todd Marks. The Purple Knights are 18-2 and tied for first place in the Southern Lakes Conference, and led by senior point guard Amari Hereford, who leads the state in scoring, but also has a strong supporting cast, led by seniors Brock Hodges and J.J. Martin. Congratulations to the Beloit Memorial Boys Basketball Team on being named the Hy-Vee High School Team of the Month.
Celebrate love all month long at Hester Toyota with the new 2026 Camry. Yeah, that's right, the Camry. Now you might be saying, what's this sexy music doing in a Camry commercial? But baby, real romance is about being sensible, pragmatic. And the new Camry has an all-hybrid powertrain with up to 51 combined MPG rating.
51.
Everyday drives deserve everyday thrills. Get yours at Hester Toyota. No games, no gimmicks, no kidding.
Emergencies don't wait, and you shouldn't either. Mercy Health now offers even more ways to get the care you need with our new emergency department and new urgent care at Mercy Health Beloit. From life-saving emergency care provided by expert ER doctors 24/7 to walk-in treatment for minor illnesses and injuries, Mercy Health is here to help you feel better fast. Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better.
Maintenance isn't exciting, but it beats fixing things in the field later. Right now at Johnson Tractor, it's the Land to Lawn Parts Sale. Get 10% off all major brands of parts and 20% off filters, including Case IH Genuine Parts. If you run red, you already know. Case IH Genuine Parts fit right, last longer, and keep small problems from turning into big ones. Stock up now. You'll thank yourself later.
Want to know what Lucky tastes like? Dive into the deliciousness of Culver's Mint Shakes. Made with rich, handcrafted vanilla custard and a refreshing burst of minty goodness, it's the perfect treat to chill your taste buds and sweeten your day. Whether you're enjoying it solo or sharing with a friend, Culver's Mint Shake is a must-have for mint lovers. But hurry, this seasonal treat won't last forever. Stop by your community-minded, locally-owned Culver's of Janesville and Beloit and grab a mint shake today. Your taste buds will thank you.
Time now for another free piece of legal advice. Let's go to Duffy Dillon from Dillon Grubbe, Attorneys at Law.
When you're hurt in a crash, it's easy to forget small details that insurance companies will use to raise bogus defenses later on. So, when you can, use your phone to record everything you see, along with your recollection of what happened. Video never forgets, and when you remember everything, it's a key factor in getting the compensation you deserve. Once you're back home safe, contact me at DillonGrubbeLaw.com, and we'll get to work.
When you've been injured and have had enough, get tough. Call Duff.
Nobody knows windows like Wanakee Remodeling. Windows from Wanakee Remodeling are durable, beautiful, custom crafted, made to order, and professionally installed. Energy efficient windows from Wanakee Remodeling also offer the elegance, strength, and stability of wood with the low maintenance features of vinyl. This month, save 20% on your windows or doors, plus $150 off your entire project. Visit WanakeeRemodeling.com for more details.
Wanakee Remodeling.
Tailgate indoors tonight on the biggest grill around at Prime Quarter Steakhouse. No bugs, no bad weather, and the grill is always sizzling and waiting for your juicy USDA choice steak or succulent seafood selection. Do your grilling and chilling or have it prepared your way. Then dive into Prime Quarter Salad Bar and sear some Texas toast. You can also become a part of the Prime Quarter team. They're hiring now for all positions. This baseball season, make Prime Quarter your tailgate destination. Prime Quarter Steakhouse on Humes Road across from Target, Janesville.
When you need to know.
All right, hold on.
WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
At the halftime break, 35-24, Sun Prairie East leads over Janesville. Craig Culver's the Janesville Halftime Show with three locations on Milton Avenue, West 4th Street, or on Midland Road across from SSM Health. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Sean Maloney, John Barry, and Bear, you know, start of the game. Bands playing senior night. Starting lineups were pretty energetic. Guys seemed pretty high energy at half court. They started the game pretty well. They were up 8-2, and then it just all went away, and it's been all Sun Prairie East since then.
Yeah, 21-5 run right after that, and, you know, you mentioned it. A nice atmosphere here on senior night. Probably more fans here than there were at the Badger game last night, and it's just one of those things where you get complacent. You start out well. Okay, this is going to go pretty easy. We're going to have a smooth time here and getting a win. You're up 8-2, like you mentioned. Then all of a sudden, you forget, not forget how to play basketball, but you forget how to run your offense that's been so effective all year when things are going well. Instead, it just kind of turned into a one-on-one, one shot and done. Sun Prairie, credit them. Like I said, I think the rotation and the depth that they had and bringing guys in every 2 minutes or so allowed them to go hard, whereas Craig, you know, they just couldn't get any flow of anything going. Duffy hits a big shot there to get it within eight, and then they come right down and hit a three, and it's just you're up 11. So we'll see if Jack Hogue's got his Newt Rockne halftime speech and go win one for the Gipper, and then we're not.
Janesville Craig in that first half, you mentioned offensively a little bit, not maybe attacking some of the weaknesses for Sun Prairie East. How hard is it, though, to balance, you know, going to that over and over versus, you know, maybe trying to be more into the flow of the offense? Because obviously they have an advantage with Duffy.
They do.
But,
and I think right now, Sean, one of the things you got to remember is you can't get the 11 points back right away. I mean, I know the three ball is makes it a four-possession game, but I think too many times you panic and you get down 11 and you're like, oh, boy, we got to get back right away. No, you got 18 minutes to get it back. So I would come down and right away, Craig will get the ball to start the second half, establish Duffy right away, and let Sun Prairie know that, you know what, he's 4-for-4. Every time he's touched the ball on the low block, he scored. We're just going to keep going to that. You're going to have to adjust, and if you do and you double and triple him, then we got to hope other guys can knock down shots.
It's a 35-24 lead for Sun Prairie East here at the halftime break. Taking a look at some of your halftime stats. Rebounds just about even. Craig out-rebounded Sun Prairie East by just one, 17-16. Offensive rebounds favor Craig by one. Turnovers, pretty clean first half for both teams from a turnover and foul standpoint. Just three for Craig, two, though, for Sun Prairie East. Taking a look at the East Cardinals, led in the first half by Van Vogler. 20 points, hit four threes, also added five rebounds in the first half. The next highest scorer, Barry, Camden Glusick with four.
Four, yeah. And so, again, you know, Vogler just did everything right. And, you know, when you get hot and you start feeling it, you guys find you the ball. But what I was just as impressed with was Vogler's activity and energy on the defensive end. He was guarding Duffy a lot of the times, and, you know, Craig didn't get Duffy the ball enough. But still, you know, you exert a lot of energy guarding a guy that's 4 or 5 inches taller than you and probably has got 100-and-some pounds on you. And, you know, a good job by Vogler of not exhausting everything on the defensive end and having enough left on the offensive end.
Like I mentioned, Camden Glusick with 4 points, Jackson Pagisi, Carter Cavanaugh, L.J. Benedict all with three, and Evan Sogstad has added 2-4 East. Looking at Janesville Craig in the first half, they were led by Nolan Duffy, 7 points, seven rebounds. Javen Davis, Madden Seiler, and Malachi Schoonover each with three. Griffin Roth, Keandre Thornton, Nathan Dascombe, Drew DeGroff, all with 2 points. Can the Cougars find a little bit of rhythm in the second half? We'll find out. It's coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball at 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Celebrate love all month long at Hester Toyota with the new 2026 Camry. Yeah, that's right, the Camry. Now you might be saying, what's this sexy music doing in a Camry commercial? But baby, real romance is about being sensible, pragmatic, and the new Camry has an all-hybrid powertrain with up to 51 combined MPG rating.
51.
Everyday drives deserve everyday thrills. Get yours at Hester Toyota. No games, no gimmicks, no kidding.
We see you out there doing things your way. So why shop the same retail giants as everyone else when you can find the same trusted products you want and need at unbeatable farm and fleet prices? Right now, during our spring workwear event, men's full blue denim jeans are just $10.99 a pair. Earn $30 in Carhartt bucks when you spend $125 on Carhartt gear. And new spring colors of men's brunch pocket tees, $25.99. Find value on the things you value. Lane's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
If you haven't been by campus in a while, maybe you don't know, but big things are happening at Black Hawk Technical College, and that's because Black Hawk is for everyone. With new investments into public safety, manufacturing, and bachelor's degree pathway programs, it's easy to see why Black Hawk is the community's choice for higher education. It's never too late to invest in yourself, and success is always easier when you have the right connections and support. Get started today at blackhawk.edu. Take flight with Black Hawk.
Good luck to the Janesville High School basketball teams from all of us at Charlie's. Hi, this is Dennis from Charlie's Place, and I've been told we make the best burgers on the planet. The Charlie Burger is legendary. We recommend you order it all the way. Don't hold back. Fresh ground beef, bacon, American cheese, lettuce, pickle, onion, mayo, and tomato on a grilled bun. Don't cheat yourself. Get it all. Charlie's Place on Racine invites you to come early and stay late. We'll have the grill ready.
A talk show that's built around you.
I'd like the opportunity to call. I'd like to listen to another people's minds.
Ready to start the second half here. Janesville Craig's got some work to do. Trailing by 11 to Sun Prairie East. 35-24. Sean Maloney, John Berry. Janesville Craig and Bob Suter Court. And Craig's going to get the ball to start, so he can certainly set the tone right away.
Yep. Sun Prairie in a kind of a 1-2-2 zone, so.
Groff in there starting the second half in place of Matt and Seiler. Of course, Seiler got the start because of senior night. And Jamar Jenkins drives right there and puts the two up and in, so a good first possession. Only got to find it defensively.
Yeah, and find Vogler.
Top of the key, threes up on the way. No good. Daskam with the rebound. Gets it to Thornton on the left wing. Thornton crosses over. Nice crossover and settle. Kick it to Jenkins at the top of the key. Now finds Daskam on the wing. Daskam drives. Floaters up and off the front of the rim. No good. Duffy offensive rebound up and in. Good start to the half for the Cougars.
Yep, exactly what you wanted. You know, you got that double-digit lead down to 7. So, again, just crashing the boards and taking advantage of your size.
Shots up, blocked by Duffy. Thornton with the rebound. Thornton quickly in transition. Kicks, baseline drive. DeGroff now finds Daskam on the wing. Now Jenkins on the elbow.
Get a hoop here and force him to take a timeout, I would think.
Thornton drives in, lots of contact. Kicks to Daskam in the corner, though. Three's up, too strong, no good. Rebound by Vogler. A good look. Couldn't get it to drop. Vogler with 20 points in the first half. See if he keeps up the hot streak here in the second. He'll kick into the corner. Three's on the way, and it's good. Luke Wagner with the three. Back to a 10-point lead. And we saw the Sun Prairie East.
Yeah, you just can't, you know, you can't lay off guys. You got to stay out in the perimeter. Sun Prairie East is not going to hurt you down low. You got to stay out and stay on your man. If you got to switch up, fine, but you can't leave anybody open outside the arc.
Jenkins has it on the left wing, finds Duffy, gets it back to Jenkins, top of the key, shot fake drive, little floaters up and good. Jamar Jenkins with 4 points here in the second half. Back to an 8-point deficit. But they can't be trading twos for threes. Down eight. And a travel there by Pagisi, so good defense. Back of the way come the Cougars. Notice Duffy has ditched his headband, too.
Yes.
So maybe wasn't feeling it.
No.
He's going to have it at the top of the key. Finds Daskam. They swing it around the perimeter. Now Duffy on the block. They show double. Instead, he drives in. Lots of contact. And a foul's called. No shot, though, but he's going to head to the free throw line for two.
Yep, and again, it's a matter of just he's too big.
6'7". Be playing football at the next level next year. First free throw's up and good from the lefty.
And really, he's dealt with a back problem all year long. And you know, you maybe not notice it when you watch him, but I know, talking to his parents, the next day his back really tightens up. So
he's given it his all. He's got 11 points, 8 rebounds. It's both those free throws back to a 6-point lead. And I have a foul called here on DeGroff. A little too much contact on the defense there. Taylor Matthews checking in for East, one of those freshmen that you mentioned. Glusick has it. He's a guy who we saw light up Janesville Parker, but he hasn't really gotten going here tonight. He drives in.
Oh, man.
Wild layup, rebound brought in by Duffy.
Man, he got caught in no man's land there.
Graff has it. Back to Thornton. He puts up a three off the front of the rim. No good. Wagner with the rebound, then stolen away by Daskam. Finds Duffy at the free throw line. Kicks to Thornton in the corner. Three's up. Three's good. Like that, it's a three-point lead. 38-35, 14-50 to play in the half.
11-3 run to start the second half.
DeGeese has it. Top of the key, finds Matthews. Lusick in the corner. Now finds Wagner. Gets Duffy, gets cut off. Finds Wagner. Shots up and good. No, that's Vogler again. Having a great night. Duffy's three's up. That's no good. Thornton tracks down the offensive rebound, though. Kicks to DeGraff. He drives baseline. Layup's up and good. Counted and one. DeGraff on the two, and he's going to have a chance for a three-point play. All because Keandre Thornton chased down that offensive rebound. Make it a two-point deficit.
Some Prairie East shot a free throw yet?
I don't think so. Now that you mention it, let me take a look here. They have not.
They have not. I didn't think so.
That's not a lot of fouls tonight. Just
that's
five.
Rare. You don't see that much.
Yeah, just five free throw attempts for Craig.
4 minutes into the second half, and one team hasn't shot any free throws yet.
Carter Cavanaugh's three's no good. Bear, this is kind of what we saw from Some Prairie East against
Parker. You're exactly right, Sean. And again, it's taken Craig less than 4 minutes to get this one possession game. And now with a chance of the three here to take the lead. So, again, you know, Some Prairie's not going to continue to shoot as well as they did the first half. But Craig had to make some adjustments. And I think Coach Hogue realizes that, you know, our bread and butter right now is working off Nolan, getting him inside and letting our quickness get to the basket.
Jenkins has it, kicks into the corner to Daskam. Out of Duffy, top of the key. Jenkins underneath. Spins, fades, jumpers up, and good. Jenkins has 6 points all here in the second half, and we're tied at 40. 13 and a half to play in the second. Glusick drives, gets cut off by Daskam. Underneath, layups up, and good. Vogler again.
He looks like an all-state player tonight.
If it wasn't for Van Vogler, the Cardinals would be down 30. Duffy drives, finds Jenkins. Wraparound pass. Kicks to Thornton at the top of the key. Little midi jumper is up too strong, no good. Daskam went up and over. That's going to be his third foul. So he's going to have to come out. I'd have to imagine here, unless Hogue's going to let him run here. It looks like he... Oh, nope, stuff's coming in. Groff's going to check in for Daskam. A little too aggressive.
Yep.
Daskam hasn't had his typical night, just 2 points, two rebounds, but dealing with foul trouble. 13 minutes to play. East leads by two. Glusick has it top of the key, finds Matthews deep. Left wing three's up too strong, no good. Rebound brought in by Craig. Jenkins has it on the left wing, finds Roth. Shot fake drive. Now Duffy, little midi jumper is up and too strong, no good. Not really great spacing there from the Cougars. Had three guys.
Everybody was right there.
Immediate area. DeGeese has it on the wing for East. It's to Matthews. He's going to drive left. Righty layup's up, no good. Thornton comes down with a rebound. Quickly up the court in the blink of an eye. Kick to DeGraff. Three's up. Down and out.
Boy,
no good.
That looked good from the release.
Down and out. Carter Cavanaugh now on the wing. Still a two-point lead for East. Dovey just rips it away. Cavanaugh lost the handle. Dovey gets it to Roth. Now to Thornton in the corner. Airmailed that one, but DeGraff was there for the rebound. Kicks it out to Roth. Top of the key three. That's no good. Rebound brought in by Glusick.
Travel.
And he traveled.
You know, one thing I noticed, Sean, with both teams is that, you know, we were always taught growing up that follow your shot. And nobody tonight, every three, no one follows it. And a lot of times with the three, you get that long release off the iron, and not seeing that tonight. I'm a little surprised.
Hasn't been a ton of offensive rebounds tonight. A lot of one and done. Roth loses it. Turnover there by Craig. Back the other way come the Cardinals. Matthews has it, top of the key, crosses over, kicks into the corner, Cavanaugh. Covered by Jenkins, he's also got two fouls, so he's got to be careful. Vogler drives, baseline, gets cut off by Roth. To Matthews at the top of the key. Matthews drives, spins, finds Vogler on the wing. Close on by Roth to avoid the three. Vogler drives, left side, gets cut off. Kicks into the corner, Matthews threes up, too strong, no good. Thornton comes out with a rebound, loses it. Into the hands of East. Three's up on the way. Too strong, no good. Rebounds brought in by Craig.
Two good looks there.
And they turn it right back over. Cavanaugh layups up and good. Carter Cavanaugh.
Another one of those freshmen.
4-point lead for East. 44-40. Under 11 to play. Jenkins has it. Drives in, fouls called. Shot won't drop, and he's going to head to the free throw line for two. He's been much more active here in the second half. All six of his points coming after the break.
A Cardinal foul at number 32. Carter Cavanaugh is third personal. 13th foul, a shooting foul at the line.
Yeah, you got two freshmen on the court now for Sun Prairie with Cavanaugh and Russell. So, been a struggle this year, but, you know, with three freshmen on the varsity roster, and a couple of them seeing a lot of playing time. Probably better things ahead for Sun Prairie East.
I would
Sean.
Have to think, you know, you and me had this discussion kind of before we went on against Janesville Parker, but Sun Prairie used to be near the cream of the crop in the Big 8.
When Jeff Boost was there, yes, they did.
I'm not sure if it was splitting the schools up or open enrollment, combo of both, but you know, they have kind of fallen a little bit from where they were in years past. Jenkins hits the second free throw. Cavanaugh has it top of the key. He drives on Duffy. Layup's up. Wild layup. And a foul is going to be called on Vogler on the rebound.
I think he pushed off. Yep.
Yeah, he pushed off. So it's going to be a foul. And it's a three-point lead still for Craig.
Number 10, Van Vogler, is first personal. 10:30
to play in the half. East led by 11. The halftime break. Duffy has it on the block. Kicks it right back out to Jenkins. Gets it right back to him. Doubles coming. Kicks to Roth, opposite corner. Now to Thornton. Top of the key, Davis. Three's up. Good.
Great ball movement there. Yep, great ball movement by the Cougars.
And we're tied at 44. I say this every time we call it Craig Boys games, but Duffy, obviously a great scorer, great rebounder, but a really good passer, too.
Yes.
That cross-court
corner. Sees the court very well.
Cross-court corner pass started that motion that led to the Davis three, and we're tied at 44, under 10 to play. Matthews drives, floaters up, short, no good. Davis with the rebound. Quickly up to Thornton. Oh, I think he thought Jenkins was going to grab it.
Yeah.
And that's a turnover by Craig.
Boy, that hurts. He had a layup there.
Kind of that play right there kind of sums up the night for the Cougars. Duffy can't bring in the rebound. Hit the top of the backboard. It's going to be Craig basketball. Glusick's going to check in, as will Wagner for East.
I don't think Vogler's sat yet, Sean.
He is not.
No.
I wouldn't sit him either. He's got 24.7 rebounds.
You know, hands on the hips there. He's probably a little bit tired.
Thornton's going to have it on the right wing. It's a screen from Duffy. They go under it. Takes the three. Makes the three. Keandre Thornton hits the three. And Janesville Craig leads by three. Trailed by 11 at the half, and then a layup, give it up right back the other way. Kellen Russell on the two.
That's another freshman.
Roth drives in. Kicks to Jenkins. Now Duffy underneath. Shots up and good. Duffy with 13 points. Back to a three-point lead.
They had no chance of stopping that, Sean.
49-46 lead for the Cougars.
Too big and too strong right there.
Lusick kicks into the corner. That one almost stolen away. We're going to have a foul called, I think. Or they should say it's out of bounds.
Craig. Good hustle there, but I think Roth kicked it out of bounds.
So out of bounds. Last touched by Craig. It'll be East basketball. Ooh, that was... East just got away with an over and back there. Lusick grabbed it in the front court and pretty clearly went into the back court. Vogler is going to drive, gets cut off, finds Lusick on the wing. Three's up, too strong, no good. Duffy with the rebound. That's going to give him a double-double. 13 points, 10 rebounds. Thornton drives. That's going to be off Sun Prairie East. It'll be Cougar basketball underneath. See, the Cougars have some issues here with their inbounds. Kind of had to heave it up the last second. Jenkins gets it off the inbound pass. Can't make the three.
Don't love that shot, Sean.
Lusick comes down with a rebound. Lusick hasn't really gotten going here tonight. Underneath. Russell has it. Kicks to Lusick in the corner. His three's on the way off the side of the backboard. But an offensive rebound, put back up, no good.
Wow, some
rebound
bunnies.
Brought in by Duffy, kicked up to Roth. Roth to Thornton. Thornton underneath, gets it back to Roth. Midi jumper is up, that's no good. Good
right
look there.
Yep, good look.
Kicked into the corner, three's on the way for East, no good. Duffy another rebound, quickly up to Roth. Roth in transition, layup's up, no good, but he's fouled. It'll head to the free throw line for two. Owen Duffy, 13 points, 12 rebounds. He's been much more active on the glass here in the second half. Roth at the free throw line. Left it short. Cougars 5 of 8 at the free throw line right now. Second free throw is on the way. That one's good. So splits the pair. 4-point lead. Daskin's going to check back in. Back the other way comes East. Lusick hands it in the corner, takes a three, makes a three. High arcing shot, drills it. His first three of the night, he's got 7 points, and it's down to a one-point lead for the Cougars.
Yeah, I don't think Sun Prairie East is going away, Sean.
7 minutes to play in the half. Craig looking to end the regular season on a high note. Playoffs coming up next week. Thornton, top of the key, threes up. Short, no good. Jenkins, offensive rebound, puts it up and in.
Good work. I think originally he wanted to kick that back out, but then he realized the mismatch and just went up and got an easy two.
Lusick, backdoor cut, shots up, good. We're going to have to see who they call this on. That's going to be on Daskam. That's going to be his fourth. Ross going to check right back in for him.
At the line for one.
Lusick's free throws up and good, so we're tied at 52. Off back in for Daskam. Thornton will get it across half court, tied at 52. Hogue's going to call a timeout. Craig wants to talk things over. East not going away. 6:35 to play second half. We're tied at 52. Back in a minute, you're listening to High School Hoops on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Time now for another free piece of legal advice. Let's go to Duffy Dillon from Dillon Gruby, Attorneys at Law.
When you're hurt in a crash, it's easy to forget small details that insurance companies will use to raise bogus defenses later on. So, when you can, use your phone to record everything you see, along with your recollection of what happened. Video never forgets. And when you remember everything, it's a key factor in getting the compensation you deserve. Once you're back home safe, contact me at DylanGrubyLaw.com and we'll get to work.
When you've been injured and have had enough, get tough. Call Duff.
Congratulations to the premier oral surgery spotlight student, Milton basketball player Colin Branch. Colin poured in 35 points to push the Redhawks past Watertown in a recent one-point road victory in the Badger Large Conference. Congrats again to Colin Branch from the entire team at Premier Oral Surgery with locations in Janesville and Monroe. Search the web for Premier Oral Surgery Scholarship to learn how you can apply for their $1,000 student scholarship.
When you need the score,
right now.
WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Going to be Parker basketball out of the timeout, 6:35 to play. We're tied at 52. Bell Maloney, John Barry here, Janesville Craig High School. Thornton has it top of the key, almost throws that one away.
It's, you know, I mentioned earlier, Sean, that very young Sun Prairie East team. I just happened to kind of take a gander at the roster. Vogler is one of two seniors on the team. He's the only one that really plays, so everybody's back for Sun Prairie East next year. Because you're taking away Vogler, who may end up with 40 points tonight. But
he's already at 24. Thornton thought about the deep three. Duffy has it at the free throw line. He's going to drive left. Shots up and good. Gives the Cougars the lead back at 54-52, 6 minutes to play. Lusick will bring it across half court. Drive, spins right, dump off, Benedict, layup's up, no good.
No good.
Duffy
there.
Can't bring down the rebound. It was off of Benedict, so it's going to be Cougar basketball.
And again, I think Duffy, that was maybe his fifth time of just going hard to the basket, and I think he scored every time, Sean.
He has had a lot of success attacking the rim, either scoring or drawing free throws. Thornton's going to have it. Now to Jenkins on the right wing, right a. Top the Bob Suter Court logo. Nice backdoor cut. Jenkins layups up, no good. Offensive rebound, though, and he can't get the putback to go.
Two good looks. Point
Vogler
blank.
Brings it down. Back of the way comes Pegisi. 5.5 to play. Top of the key, Benedict. Finds Cavanaugh on the right wing. One of those freshmen drives, kicks into the corner. Glusick. Three's on the way. Left it short, no good. Davis fighting for the rebound off of East. It's going to be Greg basketball.
Hit that out, yep.
5:14 to play. Five team fouls on East, so a couple more, and Craig's going to have some free throws. Something to keep an eye on here as we hit the five-minute mark. And East led for the majority of this one, but Craig's played much better in the second half. Now leads by two. But the Cardinals just not going away. A bit of a zone defense here from the Cardinals. Thornton drive, kick. Davis, left wing threes up. Off the rim, no good. Davis... Pardon me, Glusick comes down with the rebound.
Ooh.
Gets it to Benedict. He drives right, gets cut off. Finds Vogler. Backdoor cut. Good defense by Jenkins. Pokes it away. Forces Vogler to pick up his dribble. Floater's up, no good. Duffy brings down the rebound.
Another point blank look that both teams struggling right around the rim, finishing.
Jenkins has it. Finds Roth underneath. His shot's up, blocked by Cavanaugh. Back to the way comes East. Jenkins playing some good defense in the backcourt on Vogler. Had a quieter second half, but still with 24 points. Cavanaugh has it in the corner. Drives right elbow. Now swoops around the paint to the left side. Kicks to Pegisi. Now underneath Vogler. Shots up and good. There it is, Van Vogler. Got 26 points and 9 rebounds.
Yeah. Almost half their points.
54-54. We're tied. 3:45 to play. Duffy has it on the block. Double comes. Kicks to Jenkins. Back to Thornton. Davis now to Duffy. Roth in the corner. Three's on the way. Good! Beautiful feed from Nolan Duffy.
Almost begging for the ball in the corner, and he made it paid off as he hits a big three there to Craig it up by three.
57-54. Benedict drives, kicks to Vogler on the right wing, three to play. Vogler drives left, shots up, rebound brought in by Duffy, then poked away. Benedict's going to have it in the corner. His three's up and good. My goodness. L.J. Benedict, and we're tied back at 57.
Almost hit the ceiling.
High arc, King three there. Roth back at the corner, same spot, different result. Can't get it to drop. Busick comes
too.
Down with a rebound. Under three to play. Must be one heck of a sour note at the end of a regular season.
Yeah.
Deep three, Pegisi. Too strong, no good. Davis comes down with a rebound. Quickly gets it up the left side, gets cut off. Foul is going to be called on Benedict. That's going to be the sixth on East. So next one's going to send Craig to the free throw line. Tied at 57.
We've had a lot harder fouls than that not called, Sean.
Man,
I can tell you that right
have.
Now.
Sure have.
Right now. Well, again, out of bounds play, and Duffy with a huge size advantage on Benedict. Just kind of lob it into him and let him go to work.
Get it to him in the corner. Now they get it to him underneath. Poked away from behind, though. A turnover by Craig.
Didn't need that. Now find Vogler.
Foul's going to be called, I think, on Jenkins.
Jenkins on a reach.
I think Vogler is getting his first break of the evening, and he's going to check right back into the game. He was just out for about 20 seconds there.
Probably to load up on a banana and some Gatorade, get back in the game.
57-57, 2:19 to play in the second half. Lusick will have it on the right wing. Crosses over left, drives. Ooh, and a reach there is going to be called on Roth. That'll be the fifth team foul on Craig. So East will inbound on their own baseline. Good denial here, but it's going to be into the backcourt. No problem there for East. Tied at 57. Glusick crosses over right, kicks to Kavanaugh in the corner. And then Jenkins going to pick up another foul.
That's three fouls in about 15 seconds. Now all of a sudden both teams in a bonus. I'll tell you what, Sean, Kavanaugh for a freshman, he gets himself in the weight room. He's got some basketball skill. He's just got to fill out a little bit. But, boy, he's got a nice first step to the basket, handles the ball well, got a good-looking shot. He may be a kid you're hearing from the next few years.
He's kind of got that lanky build to him,
too.
So I would imagine if he grows a little bit over the next couple of years. And, yeah, you're right. He's got some talent, just a freshman, getting a lot of playing time. Takes a deep right-wing three. It's up, and it's good. Right on cue. Carter Kavanaugh with the three. We got 1:45 to play, and East leads by three. 60-57. I think everybody in the gym's kind of the same mood we are, Bear. A little speechless here.
Yep.
We did not expect this.
I think
this.
I said before the game Craig should win by at least 20.
Well,
you
know, it's not
the case. If you take Vogler out, they would be, but not the case.
Vogler with 26 points for Sun Prairie East again.
But it's the old adage, Sean, and you know it as well as I do. It doesn't matter the sport. You let a team hang around that you know you should beat, that you're better than, and this is what happens. You let a team give them any kind of hope and any kind of momentum, and you look up and you're trailing by three to a team that's won, what, three conference games all year long?
Three conference games, just three games on the season. Letting them hang around, playing with your food, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Janesville Craig finds themselves trailing by three. Sun Prairie East came into this game with a 3-14 conference record. Second to last in the Big Eight. Jenkins will get it on the inbound. Don't have to get three here, so plenty of time. Jenkins picks up his dribble, finds Duffy. Jenkins gets it back, jump stop, fouls called, a lot of contact. That's going to be free throws.
Number two, yep. And it's going to go on
Glusick,
yep.
So it's going to be free throws here for Jenkins. Daskam's going to check back in.
No, they gave it to Kavanaugh.
Did they give it to Kavanaugh?
Yeah, they did, on a reach. Big free throws here, Sean.
Absolutely. Jenkins at the free throw line. First one's on the way. Too strong. No good. Rebound brought in by Glusick. Vogler brings it across half court. 1.5 to play. Cardinals lead by 3.
I think we're going to get a timeout here from Sun Prairie coach, it looks like.
Yeah, he's going to hear that official. Didn't like the way that was set up. 30-second timeout. 1:19 to play here. Both teams in the bonus. We'll step aside. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Hoops, 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
All right, Judy. Kaiser Janesville is our last stop in search of a new GMC truck.
Okay, Bill.
Judy, it's a miracle. There's like 20 to choose from.
It's amazing. One for you, one for me.
Wait, what?
If you are looking for a little, stop into Kaiser Janesville today for the biggest selection of 2026 GMC Professional Grade Sierras. Plus, get up to $11,721 off of MSRP today. Visit KaiserJanesville.com.
Every day, we bring you the news. WCLO Janesville, Beloit.
To 57, Sun Prairie East leads over Janesville Craig. 1:19 to play in the half. It's got to start with a defensive stop here. Kavanaugh has it on the left wing.
Up three, Sun Prairie East can take their time. Craig fouls her. It's going to be a bonus. Kavanaugh gets fouled underneath by Schoonover, so he'll go to the line.
That's going to be two free throws. For Carter Kavanaugh. Roth and Duffy both checking in.
No, they're going to give him two shots. I thought that was a bonus.
It was on the floor as well, so he's got two free throws here. First one's on the way and good. Second free throw here, make it a 5-point lead. He hits them both. Subs coming in.
Yeah, and they'll switch out Kavanaugh for defensive purposes there, but boy, he did a 5 points in the last 50 seconds for the freshman, so big.
East going to bring a little full court pressure here to force Craig to get to their offense a little later. Duffy's layup's up, no good. Jenkins' offensive rebound, put back, no good, but he's fouled.
Boy, that would have been big.
And he'll head to the free throw line for two more. 62-57, East leads. 59 seconds to play. Jenkins at the free throw line. Cougars just 6 of 10. Free throw's on the way, good. Big free throw there from Jenkins. Schoonover, Daska will check in for Craig. Swapping offense for defense here.
Well, a big free throw with a minute left here. This makes it a one-possession game if he can knock this in.
Second free throw on the way. Too strong, no good. Vogler with the rebound.
Kingston.
Vogler gets it across half court. Had a wide-open guy underneath, but he didn't take the layup.
With a four-point lead, I think this is a smart thing to do.
Jenkins can't foul. He's got four. They're trying to commit the foul. Thornton's going to poke it away. Thornton in transition. Layup up. Contact. No call. Offensive rebound. Put back up and in. Jamar Jenkins. Rebound. 62-60 with 30 and a half to play.
Boy. I think Craig tried to foul there. Sean, it looked like Volker might have got fouled before, but then great hands from Thornton. Jenkins is there. Johnny on the spot for the rebound, and it's a two-point game. Now, again, Craig, I would think, Sean, you maybe 10 seconds, try to trap, maybe get a steal, and then after that, you got a foul.
Well, and again, something to keep in mind, this is a Sun Prairie East team that hasn't won a lot of games, so, you know, they haven't been in this scenario a lot. You got to force them into a turnover.
And again, I don't know how deep teams go as far as scouting who's a good free throw shooter, who's not. So I would imagine, like I said, 10 seconds, try to get a trap, try to get a steal like you did in the last possession. If you don't get anything, then you just foul the nearest person. So that way, if they do make two free throws, you still got 20 seconds to try to get something done.
30 seconds to go. East leads by two.
Cardinals, number 15, Taylor.
Craig's going to bring full court pressure here. Try to force a trap and a turnover. Kellen Russell, a freshman, doing the inbounding.
Yeah. Three freshmen on the court right now for Sun Prairie. That's crazy.
Boulder.
In the Big 8 Conference, that's crazy.
Trap's coming. And a foul's going to be called.
It's going to be on Thornton.
I don't think they were trying to foul there. They call it on Schoonover, actually.
Well, I don't think I'd want to foul Vogler, but again, this is only a bonus. It's not a double yet, so.
1-1 coming up here. 25 seconds to play.
Coach Hogue with an offensive for defensive switch as he brings in three, including Duffy, Jenkins.
And Roth.
So big free throws here from Vogler. Boy, he's been so automatic tonight, most everything else.
Free throw on the way, good. Gives East a three-point lead. Second free throw's on the way, good. Van Vogler, 28 points, 10 rebounds. Thornton quickly, back the other way, righty way up, up, no good, too strong, Klusik with the rebound. And they got a foul, and they do.
Yeah.
And they're just going to have to hope for missed free throws now.
Thornton
16
got,
seconds to
I think
go.
Thornton just got too far under there, Sean. He broke the trap and got to the basket, but then by the time he looked up, he was almost directly underneath the basket and really couldn't get a good shot off.
64-60. Lusick's at the free throw line for the 1-1. Free throws up and good.
That's 5 for 5 in the last minute and a half for Sun Prairie, so clutching up at the free throw line.
Second free throw is up and good. 6-point lead.
Now you got to go fast if you're Craig.
Duffy, top of the key, three off the backboard, no good. Russell with the rebound, fouls called. And more free throws coming for East, and it looks like they're going to pull off an upset here
yes.
to wrap up their regular season.
Disappointing for Craig, but you know what? It all starts over on next week. Everybody's 0-0, so we'll see what happens. But a tough one for Craig. Yeah, just did not play well, Sean. And you and I have seen him enough where, you know, they put some good spurts together. But this was just a tale of just didn't seem to have the focus or the energy really early on. And on a senior night, that's a little bit surprising.
They're going to take on Middleton in round one of the playoffs coming up next week. Team they lost to twice this year. First free throw is no good. Second one is good for Russell. Three's up from Duffy. It's going to be no good. 2 seconds on the clock. And Sun Prairie East going to come away with an upset victory. 67-60 over Janesville Craig. And a bit of a shocker here at Janesville Craig High School. We'll break it down in the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show coming up after this. You're listening to High School Hoops on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Hy-V in Janesville is proud to announce the Hy-V High School Team of the Month, the Beloit Memorial Boys Basketball Team, led by Coach Todd Marks. Purple Knights are 18-2 and tied for first place in the Southern Lakes Conference and led by senior point guard Amari Hereford, who leads the state in scoring, but also has a strong supporting cast led by seniors Brock Hodges and J.J. Martin. Congratulations to the Beloit Memorial Boys Basketball Team on being named the Hy-V High School Team of the Month.
Looking for the perfect way to say I love you? Celebrate every milestone. An anniversary, a birthday, or simply just because. With a timeless treasure from Countryside Jewelry in downtown Lake Mills. Choose from sparkling diamond rings, vibrant birthstone pendants, and elegant earrings, each crafted to last more than a lifetime. Enjoy a scenic drive and discover that unforgettable gift. Make your special moments shine with Countryside Jewelry, downtown Lake Mills, where memories are made to last.
Are you living with atrial fibrillation or AFib? This common irregular heartbeat can increase your risk of stroke and other serious complications. Mercy Health is the region's leader in treating AFib, with more than 500 successful procedures that reduce the risk of a stroke and often eliminate the need for blood thinners. From diagnosis to advanced treatment, our expert team is here for you. Learn more at heart.mercyhealthsystem.org. Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better.
One day, I'll get my finances more organized.
Hey, what if today wasn't just one day, but day one? Day one of smarter spending, better rewards, and more control. With a credit card from Blackhawk Community Credit Union, you can simplify balances, earn rewards, and move forward with confidence. Turn one day into day one with a Blackhawk Community Credit Union credit card. Better choices start now, and day one is today. Member NCUA.
At Carpets Plus, we have the perfect flooring for your home. Whether it's carpet, luxury vinyl, plank, tile, or laminate, we have the latest styles and durable options to fit your lifestyle. Wider planks, warm tones, and waterproof flooring are top trends, and we have them all in stock. For a limited time, get 0% financing on purchases of $10,000 or more. Stop in today, select your perfect floor. Carpets Plus of Janesville on the northernmost point of Pontiac Drive.
It's time for a classic Wisconsin fish fry at Culver's. If you're craving something crispy on the outside and flaky on the inside, you've got to try Culver's North Atlantic Cod, hand-battered to perfection. Or try their butterfly jumbo shrimp, golden and delicious. It hits the spot every time. No matter what you choose, every bite is a taste of Wisconsin tradition. It's the fish fry you've been craving, only at your locally owned, community-minded Culver's of Janesville and Beloit. Stop in today for the ultimate fish fry experience, only at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Now streaming all Badger basketball games. WCLO Janesville Beloit.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, be an original. Shocker here at Janesville Craig High School as Sun Prairie East beats Craig 67-60. You mentioned the woes that plagued Sun Prairie East all year. Came into this one 3-20 on the season, 3-14 in conference play. And Barry, just other than that first few minutes when Craig got out to that 8-2 lead, it just never seemed like they were really in the ballgame.
No, they just never seemed as a team to be on the same page, especially offensively. A lot of one-on-one, and, you know, it just was a recipe. And we mentioned right before the end of the game there, you give a team a chance and you let them hang around, and a team that hasn't won a lot where you figure, boy, they haven't really learned how to win games yet. And that's what happened, unfortunately, is they left them the door open. And behind Vogler, Sun Prairie East made their free throws. Kavanaugh with a huge three. Then he hits both free throws. Lusick hits both free throws. And the next thing you know, Craig convert on their end. And you end your season, unfortunately, after a really good performance earlier in the week against Verona. Yeah, you lost. But Verona's the third place team in the Big Eight. Craig with a good outing. They lose late. But then come out tonight and really just not the kind of basketball Coach Hogue wanted to see heading into the tournament.
And, you know, we talked about, do trap games really exist at the high school level?
Yep.
This fit the quintessential version of that. You have a tough loss on the road against a really good Verona team earlier in the week. You've got your playoff game next week, and it did almost feel like the Cougars didn't kind of wake up really until it was too late. The second half was much better than the first half, but still got to give credit to Sun Prairie East. They didn't do what they did against Parker, where they just folded in the second half.
And I thought once Craig got the lead, I think they got it up to maybe a four-point lead,
yep,
something like that. Then I thought, okay, maybe the tide has turned. They can figure things out and, you know, work on getting the ball to Duffy in the post and just kind of take over there. But it never happened. And like you said, I mentioned that in the first half. Sun Prairie substitution was able to, I think, to keep guys fresh. And they looked like the fresher team at the end. They really did.
They really, really did. Leading the way for Sun Prairie East, Van Vogler. Boy, he finished with 28 points, had 20 of those in the first half, had 10 rebounds. So a double-double for Van Vogler. Camby Glusick with 12. Carter Kavanaugh with 10. LJ Benedict with 6. Luke Wagner, Jackson Pegisi, and Kellen Russell each with 3. And Evan Sogstad added 2 points for Sun Prairie East. For Janesville Craig, it's a tough night offensively, but Nolan Duffley finished with 15 points, 13 rebounds. Jamar Jenkins added 12 points and 7 rebounds. Keandre Thornton added 8. Griffin Roth, Javon Davis each with 6. Drew DeGraff with 5. Madden Seiler with 3. Malachi Schoonover added 3. And Nathan Dascom with just 2 points. Dascom's one of those guys, they rely on a lot. He just didn't have his best game. Dealt with foul trouble a lot. And just the team was never in a rhythm. And a bit of a surprise ending here. And
yep.
Hard to kind of see this one coming, but it's time now to name that Hy-Vee player of the game. Your Janesville Hy-Vee, I should say your local Janesville Hy-Vee, is employee-owned with a smile in every aisle. Proud sponsors, WCLO's High School Team of the Month. Who you got?
Well, I'm going to go with senior Nolan Duffy for Craig. You know, I thought they underutilized him a little bit, but 15 points, 13 rebounds, his final home game as a Cougar, and a good way for him to go out. Unfortunately, just not enough support. And again, I just don't think he was, you know, involved in the offense as much as he should have been.
Cougar is going to rebound quickly, bounce back. They take on Middleton next week, a team that they lost to twice in the regular season. Those games, almost identical scores. The first time they lost 83-62. The second time, 83-64. So almost
right,
the identical result
yeah.
in both games. So they're going to have to find some answers if they want to play spoiler, kind of do the inverse of tonight against Middleton next week in the postseason. Final here from Bob Suter Court at Janesville Craig High School. It's Sun Prairie East 67, Janesville Craig 60. You've been listening to High School Hoops on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
You've been listening to a special presentation from WCLO and the Big Radio Sports Network. Podcasts of our local game broadcasts can be found at WCLO.com. We now return to your regularly scheduled program already in progress on Southern Wisconsin's home for news, sports, and talk. AM 1230 and FM 92.7 WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.